My name is Garland Robinson. If you remember back to the time in reading the Scriptures that John the Baptist was in prison, there he heard about the miracles of Jesus, and so he sent his disciples to inquire if he were the promised Messiah. In answer to that question, Jesus pointed to the great miracles and wonders that he had worked. He mentioned in Matthew 11 and verse 6, "And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me." Not only John, but whosoever is not offended, Jesus said, is blessed. Friend, that extends to you, and that extends to me. That extends to everyone living today, if they would believe in the Lord and not be offended in Him. Though it's difficult for us to understand how anybody could be offended in Jesus, because the Bible said He was a man of sorrows, and He was acquainted with grief. Yet so many are offended in Him today. As a matter of fact, even the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ that He is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, is perhaps the most controversial subject in all the world because people, so many people, do not believe in Him at all. Even to this day, many are offended in Him, and for the same reasons they did in Bible days. The Old Testament prophesied of that offense. Long before the Son of Man came into the world, it is spoken of Him in Isaiah 8, verse 14 and 15, "And He shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of a stumbling, and for a rock of offense, to both the houses of Israel for skin, and a snare in the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble, and fall, and be broken, and be snared, and be taken." Paul verified the same that would come to pass. We read in Romans 9, in verse 32 and 33, "For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion, a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed." To those who will accept the Christ by faith and by obedience, Jesus is a sanctuary. He is a refuge. But to all who reject Him and His salvation, He is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. As it is written, He is despised and rejected of men because of their unbelief. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, "Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste." Isaiah 28 and verse 16. Yes, prophecy foretold that men would be offended in Christ. We find that even His converts were sometimes offended. In explaining the parable of the sower, Jesus showed the seed on the stony ground represented those who would be offended in Him. Matthew 13, verses 18 to 21 says, "For when tribulation and persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by He is offended." Those converts were attracted to the Christ, but they had not counted the cost of discipleship. So when the trials came, they were offended in Him. They looked for joy, peace, contentment, and prosperity, but did not reckon with the cross they had to bear. So to them, Jesus was a rock of offense. But to true believers, He was a sanctuary, as it is written in Philippians 1 and verse 29, "For unto you it is given in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake." If we trust in Jesus, then every trial and tribulation increases our joy. Romans 8, verse 17 and 18 says, "If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Only the converts who have not counted the cost and the rewards are offended in Christ because of the present trials. Then the Bible also speaks of the fact that His neighbors were offended in Him. When Jesus came into His own city and He stood up to read in the synagogue, His neighbors were astonished, asking where He had obtained such power and authority. "Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And Mark 6, verse 3 says, "And they were offended at Him." His neighbors held the afar-off idea of the Messiah, and they couldn't accept the fact that he had grown up among them. Jesus lamented, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house." And he marveled because of their unbelief. Mark 6 and verses 4 through 6. They were looking for mysticism, not for truth. And it is even so today. Many people are offended in Jesus because of the simplicity that the Bible reveals about him. They're looking for something greater. They're looking for something mysterious. The Lord, for them, is too simple, too common, too down to earth. But yes, that's the way the Bible describes him. Many search for miracles and signs and wonders, even though the Word was long ago confirmed by those very miracles in the apostles in the first century, Mark 16 and verse 20, Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. They find it hard to accept Christ by faith and obedience and trust. That only comes by doing God's will. And the way we know God's will is by reading and studying and learning that will. So people don't want that, and by, they're offended. Jesus even offended the religious leaders of his day because they held on to tradition. They didn't want the truth. They wanted what they had always done and what they were familiar with. To the Pharisees and scribes he said, "Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15 and verses 7 to 9. You know, that's pretty straight talk, isn't it? It wasn't designed to feed their ego and their self-esteem, their self-righteous ideas. Later, the disciples ask him in verse 12 of Matthew 15, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" But Jesus didn't try to make inroads by pampering the feelings of the hypocrites. The gospel is still blunt, dogmatic. It is the truth, and it is the way that's right and cannot be wrong. Christ didn't compromise. He didn't waver. He wasn't wishy-washy. Very pointedly we're told, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," John 8 and verse 32. But just notice how many are offended at his declaration that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And then it's sad, but even the Bible describes the disciples. Many of them were offended in him. The very plain and straightforward teachings of Jesus seem harsh and unkind to many who follow him. They said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" But Jesus didn't compromise or water it down. He still spoke the truth. In John 6, in verses 59 to 66, we read, "From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." You know what his response was? He simply turned to the apostles and asked, "Will ye also go away?" The multitude could not understand the spiritual doctrine that Jesus taught them. Had they believed and trusted in him, they would have learned better. They would have known of his teaching. They would have been easily understood that which he had spoken. Failing to understand, though, they were offended and they turned from him. Even today, many are offended. They turn back. They walk no more with the Master, all because they say that they're not able to understand those so-called mysteries that the Bible speaks of. Friends, we are to accept all the Bible. Don't be offended in Christ. It has to be admitted there are many things in the spiritual realm that man does not understand. They will never understand. But these are things that God has not seen fit to reveal to us. There are many things we're curious about, many things we'd like to know about, but the Bible doesn't reveal them. God did not record the answer for us. If God had not revealed them, then they're not needful for us to know. They have nothing to do with our spiritual welfare, have no bearing on our salvation. Therefore, we've got to remember what we read in the Old Testament passage of Deuteronomy 29:29. "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Don't become offended because the gospel of God has not revealed everything that you may desire to know. Rather, remember that all that is needful for your salvation has been given. In John 20, verse 30 and 31, we read, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." Friend, if you will accept the gospel in faith and obedience, you will never be offended in Christ as long as you have that abiding confidence, trust, reliance upon the Lord. Are you ready to believe? Are you ready to obey? Don't be offended in the Lord, but simply believe with a real abiding belief. That belief is not just a mental process. It is a deep-seated, wholehearted, confident belief, faith, trust in Him. That involves repenting of your sins, changing your mind, turning your life around, committing to the point that you will never go back to the old way of life and living for the Master. That's what repentance is. Then confessing faith in Jesus that He is the Christ, the Son of God. Just as the man from Ethiopia confessed, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God," Acts 8 and verse 37. Then you can be baptized into water to wash your sins away. Jesus shed His blood in His death, and it's when we are baptized into His death, we contact that precious blood that washes our sins away. We're raised up to walk a new life, one now as a born-again individual. We are a Christian, we're a child of God, and we can so live to be pleasing to God all the days of our life. But we've got to be faithful. That all is done by faith, not in ourselves, but in the power of the gospel, in the salvation offered through Jesus Christ, that we can be faithful children of God. Friend, don't be offended in Jesus. The Lord said, "Whosoever is offended in me, he will not represent us faithfully before the God and Father in heaven above come that last final judgment day."